You're listening to SBS News.
Many residents of Australia haven't seen a clear view of the sun for quite a while, thanks to the smoke from bushfires. But NASA's Parker probe, launched in 2018, has a better view than any other object in the solar system, coming within 25 million kilometres of the surface of the sun. It will get even closer over the next 6 years, dipping to within 6 million kilometres from the star. And in its first release of information gleaned from the probe, NASA says the mission has already sent back some surprises. NASA scientist Dr. Eric Christian is hoping their observations of solar storms could help plan future manned space missions.
On the Earth, we're protected by the Earth's magnetic field and the atmosphere of the Earth. But once you're out in space, away from the Earth's magnetic field, those can be a danger to not only astronauts, but also spacecraft. Parker Solar Probe is trying to get the basic science that will allow us in the future to be able to predict those solar storms, the way the meteorologist predicts weather here on Earth.
Researchers also say they finally have evidence of a dust-free zone encircling the sun. Farther out, there's so much dust from vaporizing comets and asteroids that one of 80 small viewfinders on one instrument was pierced by a grain earlier this year. Dr. Alida Higginson is a scientist at Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory.
These particles of dust, they actually spiral in towards the sun and they collide with each other and break into smaller and smaller pieces. And as these small pieces get really close to the sun, they can either be completely vaporized or the pressure from the light of the sun itself is actually enough to blow them away from the sun. And so Parker Solar Probe has started to see hints that there might actually be this predicted dust-free zone around the sun.
So far, the probe has completed 3 orbits of the sun out of a planned 24. It's already dipped well into the sun's corona, or upper atmosphere. Scientists have long pondered where solar wind, which originates from the spinning corona of the sun, stops spinning and starts travelling in straight lines. Dr. Christian says Parker Solar Probe is helping them find the answer.
Where that transition happens is very important for understanding, because that spinning of the corona actually helps slow down the sun. All stars get slower in their spinning as they get older. Parker Solar Probe sees that that transition from spinning to straight happens further from the sun than we thought. And that actually has implications for every star in the universe and how they slow down. And that's important, actually, for the habitability of solar systems around distant stars.
The probe will sweep past the planet Venus on December the 26th and then make its 4th solar close encounter in January 2020. The spacecraft is travelling at nearly 700,000 kilometres an hour, which on Earth would get you from Chicago to Beijing in less than 60 seconds. It's the fastest speed ever achieved by a man-made device. The Parker Solar Probe will reach its closest approach to the sun on its final 3 orbits, scheduled for 2024 and 2025. Alan Lee, SBS News.